Well, he expects to be petted all of his life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, now, my father grew up in that kind, under that kind of condition.
Oh, he did?
He did. They lost all the children except two. They raised two boys. Well, this oldest boy was about 10 years older than Paul. And he come up, they just let him do about as he pleased. And he carried some of that along with him. He liked to, all his life, to have some of that. Now, my father was a well-educated schoolman for his day, and had a wonderful memory, lots of experience in life, and he had a lot of good qualities. And he just had a little of that in him all the way through, and he knew it too. He knew it. It'll go with them if they brought up that away. I don't guess Granddaddy ever hit him late in his life, and he wouldn't. We grew up right with him, and we couldn't have done enough to cause him to hit us a lick, I don't reckon at all. And I know we used to tantalize him with him, and we thought as much of him as did Paul. And but we knowed what we could do, and we called it fun with him, of course. And
did you ever hear people use an expression like is not or apt is not?
Yes, sir. Like is not. You hear that every once in a while now. You hear somebody say that. Like is not. They think somebody do something of it, and they'll say, well, like as not, he is expected of him, or something or other. I don't know. They make these expressions. There's some expressions made now you didn't hear back then, and there's a few of them carried from up to yet.
Yeah.
That was made when I was can first remember.
Well, now, if you had a good yield of something, you'd say, well, we raised a good crop
it's a bountiful crop. They'll say a bountiful crop or a good crop. And I made so many bushels of wheat or corn or bales of cotton to the acre. Now, back when I was a grown man, we didn't say bales of cotton. Pounds of cotton,
oh,
so many pounds of cotton, mm-hmm. For we sold it in the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, they sell it in the bale, mm-hmm. And they say so many bales, mm-hmm. And the bushels of corn, and it's,
if you were talking about the second cutting of grass or clover or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd say a second cutting of hay. It's a second cutting, and they do that. It's especially among alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
Take alfalfa, or this here hay grazer they've got now. They've got a hay they call hay grazer.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. Well, we've done it back in on the better land, pea hay. There used to be lots of pea hay raised here, and you could cut the second crop off a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But this. Take and red clover. You cut the second crop off of red clover, you can. And it's called a second crop, a second cutting, or whatever it might be. It's, and in clover now, that's where the seed crop comes from.
Well, now, what about a crop or something that you didn't plant, but it just came up?
Volunteer. That's a volunteer crop. Take oats now. You take oats, and I guess wheat's the same way, but take oat crop. You let them get a little ripe and cut them. They'll shatter out on the ground,